Missing Sayyida Fatima Zahra. Missing Sayyida Fatima Zahra.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our silsila Faizane Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In this silsila, we take a look at the various aspects of the blessed life and blessed biography of Sayyidatuna Fatimatul Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed and beloved daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we look for lessons and madani pearls of wisdom that we can implement in our lives. In previous episodes, we've discussed the greatness, the elevation, the rank and status of Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We've discussed how much love she had for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how much love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for her. We've discussed what happened when she was struck with grief and sorrow upon separation from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've also looked into her passion and enthusiasm for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as some of her karamat, her saintly miracles and miraculous wonders. InshaAllah Azawajal, in today's episode, we'll be looking at the generosity of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha and her willingness to sacrifice for others. InshaAllah Azawajal, as we know, that blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend when the pious are mentioned. So we can make the intention that whilst we are mentioning the blessed accounts from the life of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon us. As it is reported from our pious predecessors, that during the mention of the pious predecessors, during the mention of the Salihin, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. And Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is not just a pious individual, but the leader of pious individuals, the mother of pious individuals, the one who is the leader of all women in paradise. Before we move on to our topic, InshaAllah Azawajal, we will hear a virtue and an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting Salawat, reciting peace and blessings upon our noble master, the best of all creation, the coolness of our eyes, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is reported in Tafsir Durrul Manthur that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, مَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ وَحَمِدَ الرَّبَّ وَصَلَّى عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ فَقَدْ طَلَبَ الْخَيْرَ مَكَانَهُ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, مَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ, whoever recited the Qur'an, وَحَمِدَ الرَّبَّ, and praised Allah Azza wa Jal, وَصَلَّى عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, and recited peace and blessings, recited salawat, recited durood sharif upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ, and asked Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, recited istighfar, فَقَدْ طَلَبَ الْخَيْرَ مَكَانَهُ, then such an individual has located goodness, has sought goodness from its very location. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَبَارَكَ وَسَلَّمْ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we want goodness, if we want khair, if we want forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want righteousness, if we want blessings to descend in our homes, then we too should recite the Holy Qur'an. Recite the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, no day should pass when our eyes are not blessed with looking upon the kalam of Allah. No day should pass when our tongue is not blessed by reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should recite the Holy Qur'an. We should praise Allah azza wa jal. We should say Alhamdulillah. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also recite blessings and durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask Allah azza wa jal for forgiveness for our sins. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness and seek forgiveness from our sins from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do this, then according to this beautiful narration that we have heard, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we too will be successful in gaining goodness and gaining khair from its correct location and source. Today's episode, inshaAllah, will be concentrating on another beautiful, enlightened and illuminating aspect of the blessed character and blessed biography of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the leader of women in paradise. And that aspect of her blessed character is the aspect of generosity, the aspect of donating things in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, the aspect of sacrificing things for others. To begin, I will narrate an incident which Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatun Aliyah, has mentioned in his world famous book Fezan Sunnat on page 859. He mentions that once in their childhood, Sayyiduna Imam al-Hasan and Sayyiduna Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma became ill. Their respected parents became worried upon the illness of these blessed children. Their parents, Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha, and their slave girl, Sayyidatuna Fidda, vowed to fast for 3 days if the two children became healthy, if they were cured and regained good health. They made this vow. After this vow was made, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma were blessed with good health, and Allah Azza wa Jal cured them from the illness. Because now they had made the vow, the parents, and Sayyida Fidda as well had made the vow that if Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma regained good health, they would observe 3 fasts. Now, because good health had been regained, 3 fasts were observed. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu bought 3 sa', which is approximately 300 grams of barley, and they decided to use 100 grams every day for each fast. So the first day, they would use 100 grams of the barley that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had brought, made bread, and served that bread at the time of iftar. On the first day, approximately 100 grams were used to make bread made from barley. At the time of iftar, they were about to open their fast, but a poor person came. A destitute person came and begged them for bread. The blessed daughter of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha, along with her husband Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, and their slave girl, on this first day, they gave that bread that they had made for the iftar away to that poor and destitute person. On the second day, they fasted again, according to the vow that they had made. They fasted all day. At the time of iftar, again 100 grams of barley were made into bread, and that bread was about to be served at iftar time. But now an orphan came, an orphan child came, a yatim came, and asked the blessed family for food. It's reported that again Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, they gave that bread away to that orphan, and they themselves went hungry and only did iftar with just water for the second day. Now again the third day came, and now they fasted without eating anything. They fasted all day. When the time of iftar came, 100 grams, the final 100 grams of barley were prepared, and the bread was cooked, the bread was made, and was served just before iftar. Just before they were about to open their fast again, now somebody came. This time it was a captive, a prisoner. A prisoner came, and this prisoner asked them for food. He begged from the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the slave girl. Again, they gave away that piece of bread to that captive, that prisoner, and they themselves did iftar only with water. Subhanallah. In this way, for 3 days consecutively, the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, they gave away the iftar meal to those who they thought were less well off than them. And they themselves did iftar only with water, and they fasted the following day without eating anything. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Buke rehke khud auron ko khila dete the, kaise sabir the محمد کے گھرانے والے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم. اللہ عز و جل was so pleased with this action of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and her family members. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed a verse of the Holy Quran in their praise. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the faith refreshing sacrifice of the blessed daughter of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and her family in Surah Al-Dahr, verse number 8 and verse number 9. وَيُطْعِيمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And they feed out of love for Allah Azza wa Jal the poor, the orphan, and the prisoner. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. And they say to the person that they give the food to, we feed you only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we desire no reward or no gratitude from you. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this faith-refreshing parable clearly shows the enthusiasm of the Ahlul Bayt to make sacrifice for others. To keep three fasts in a row only with water for iftar is not easy. When we fast, we are served with cold and sweet drinks, fried dishes, fresh fruits and other delicious foods at the time of iftar. This type of great sacrifice in the state of poverty was indeed an extraordinarily righteous deed. And in the verse of the Quran that we've just recited, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the sacrifice, we see that they only had the intention of sacrificing and being generous for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, if we are generous, even if we do donate to the masjid, even if we do donate for the iftar of somebody, we want a reward from that person. They fed the prisoners. And what did they say to them? إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We are only feeding you for one reason, and that is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal becomes happy with us, becomes pleased with us. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We do not intend from you to gain any type of reward, any worldly favor, or even any types of gratitude, even any types of thanks. Allahu Akbar. Continuing, the excellence of sacrifice mentioned, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives the person who gives someone else the things that he needs for himself. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this beautiful incident we learn about the sakhawa, the generosity of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. How she was always looking for opportunities to serve other people, to make sacrifices for other people. And we also learned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became pleased and was aware of the pure intention of the blessed Ahlul Bayt upon this occasion. And why wouldn't this be the case when she radiallahu ta'ala anha is the daughter of that blessed individual, that blessed Prophet, Imamul Anbiya, the leader of all of the messengers, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most generous of all mankind. It's reported about him in Sahih al-Bukhari that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would be asked for anything, the word no would never leave his blessed lips. Subhanallah. It's reported on the authority of Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu an. He says, مَا سُئِلَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam شَيْئًا قَطُّ فَقَالَ لَا. He says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was never asked for anything except that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say yes in response. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never say no. He says that whenever the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked for anything, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would only say yes in response. The word no would never leave the lips of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ishq Muhabbat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Parvana-e Shama-e Risalat, Mujaddid-e-Din o Millat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alihi Rahmatul Rahman. His pen, flowing with ishq and love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, encapsulates this hadith in a beautiful couplet of poetry. He says, Wah kya judo karam hai, shah-e batha tera. Wah kya judo karam hai, shah-e batha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi, mangne wala tera. He says, how great and how amazing is your generosity, is your mercy, O King of Makkah al-Mukarramah, that the one who asks from you, never hears the word no coming from your blessed lips. Subhanallah. And the generosity of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can say this characteristic was instilled in Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha by observing the blessed generosity of her noble father sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It's reported in the hadith that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gifted the shawl, and he alayhi salatu wasalam accepted the gift and went inside and immediately put on the shawl. At that time, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam required this shawl and used it. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put this shawl on and came out into the gathering of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. The narrator states that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out with this blessed shawl wrapped around him. When a man from amongst the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, he came and he held on to the shawl and he expressed a desire for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give that shawl to him. He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you not clothe me with this shawl? Will you not bestow this shawl upon me?" Qala na'am. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we heard before, whenever anybody would ask anything from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he would never say la, he would never say the word no, he would only say na'am. On this occasion, again, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Na'am, yes." So the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this beautiful and beloved shawl to that sahabi. The majlis continued, the gathering of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba continued. After a while, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished preaching to the sahaba ikram alayhi wa ridwan and left. It's reported now that the sahaba ikram alayhi wa ridwan, they addressed the individual who had asked for the shawl and said, "Ma ahsanta, سألتها إياه وقد عرفت أنه لا يرد سائلا." They said to him, "You did not do a good thing. You saw that the beloved Prophet ﷺ had love for that shawl, and yet still you asked him for it, even though you know that the beloved Prophet ﷺ never turns away the one who asks from him." But look at the response of that sahabi. Subhanallah. Such love and devotion for the beloved Prophet ﷺ. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ, the man said, the sahabi said, "Wallahi, ma sa'altuha illa litakuna kafani yawma amut." He said, "I only asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for this shawl, so that this blessed shawl that has had the honor of touching the blessed body of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would become my kafan, would become my shroud on the day that I die. And I hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the barakah, the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Look at the aqeedah of the sahabi, the belief of the sahabi, the conviction of the sahabi. He says that, "I believe that if this shawl blessed by the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes my shroud, becomes my kafan, this will become a means of my grave becoming a garden from the gardens of paradise, and become a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving my sins." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this we learn about the jazba, the enthusiasm and the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which of course Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha first and foremost would act upon and would inherit. There are so many blessings of granting what we need to others. It's reported in one beautiful hadith that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this blessed deen of Islam for you. And this blessed deen is the chosen deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said that you should rectify your deen, you should rectify your religion by means of two things, by means of generosity and by means of good character. Subhanallah. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that you should decorate and adorn your deen, adorn your faith by generosity and good character. And in one narration, it's reported that the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "فَأَكْرِمُوهُ بِهِمَا مَا صَحِبْتُمُوهُ." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Respect your deen and honor your deen by means of good character and by means of generosity. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we have learnt about the enthusiasm and passion of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha to sacrifice what she needed for others. We learned that the beloved Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith that if somebody has a need for something, has a desire for something, and gives preference to somebody else over himself, and gives that thing that he needs himself to his fellow Muslim believer, to his fellow Muslim brother or sister, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives the sins of that person. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a humble request that we try to make this characteristic embedded within our own selves, that we try to become generous and give for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. We also learned about the importance of sincerity when giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how sincere the blessed heart of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was when giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to adopt generosity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower blessings and mercies upon Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
Blessings of Sayyida Fatima Zahra. Blessings of